Don Henley, the end of the innocence. 3 minutes to 10 o'clock on a Friday morning, Friday the 22nd of December 2023. You're tuned to Belita's number 188 FM radio, life and style. And I have some very special guests in, as mentioned earlier. If you have a copy of the latest edition of the magazine Life and Style, if you're an international or local traveler, you've been to the airport lounges, you'll have seen it proudly displayed there. Many of the most elegant and established entertainment outlets and coffee shops and hotels, etc., etc. It is part of the furniture. On the back cover of that is the illustrious Oceans Umhlanga, a unique fusion of lifestyle and living. And in the studio with me right now from Oceans Umhlanga is the man behind the project, Vivian Reddy. Nice to have you on the morning show.
It's great to be on Radio Lifestyle, and I'm excited to talk about what's happening in Umhlanga.
And Eric Steele with you, a man who has been promoting good things on the North Coast for many, many years. Welcome to you both, guys. Let's talk
Thank
about
you very much.
Oceans Umhlanga is a real jewel in the crown of brand North Coast. It's probably one of the most iconic buildings on the North Coast.
Absolutely. It's a 4.5 billion development, 250,000 square meters. Now, to give your listeners indication, the Mall of Africa is only 180,000 bulk square meters. So it is the biggest mixed-use development in South Africa. It was a project to get the project going. It took the removal of the country club, the telecom exchange, the post office, the main stormwater pipe, 40,000 bulk square meters of sand. That's 40,000 truckloads. It was 400,000 bulk loads of sand. And before you could lay the first brick, it cost us about 200 million rands. But what has emerged there was a project that's won international awards. Three international awards, the latest South African Property Owners Award. And Oceans of Umhlanga is a project that's for everyone. We've got the Radisson Blue Hotel, which is a super successful Radisson Blue. It won the best performing Radisson Blue in Africa and the Middle East in year one. We've got apartments above that. And the most, obviously, the crown jewel of Oceans is the Oceans Mall, where we got all the international brands like Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, and Versace, and a whole host of international brands and some of the finest restaurants. And visitors to Belito from Johannesburg will know Signature. And that is an iconic restaurant, and it's amazing how, since it opened in Durban, it's become the go-to point for the visitors.
Now, I believe Oceans is almost a two-part development. One is timeshare, and the other is residential.
Yeah.
So one... Ultimately, you can buy into the lifestyle if you subscribe, if you have the wherewithal. What is the sort of price point we're talking about?
Yeah, we've got the tower block. The residential block is something. It's we're building the first phase of it is 320 units, of which 70% have sold within a few months. And Eric will tell you about the cost range of these pricing.
Yeah, so if you look at 8 to 7 years ago, when we did the launch, we launched.
Eric, just to help you with that, the current units, you know, you could buy the two bedroom units are about 5 to 7 million rands. You've got three bedroom units, and all the four bedroom units are sold, which are in big demand. But you know, at an average price for about 7.5 million, you get yourself a really classy. What is good about the Oceans Residences is that every one of them have got a balcony. Some balconies up to 80 square meters, beautiful views of the sea. As you go up, the building tapers, and so you actually cannot see each other, even your neighbors across you, the way the building's done. And it's been done by LYT architects, world-class architects. They've won international awards. And what makes Oceans Umhlanga so unique as a residential development is the number of lifts, your central foyer, and even for our Muslim buyers, we have a musala, and there's a whole host of entertainment. There's paddle courts, there's children's play area, there's a massive pool, and a country clubhouse, a guest house there where anyone can hire it for children's functions. And what makes it a big demand also is the fact that you are only a walk away from the ocean, you know, just 3 minutes walk across the ocean. You've got the multifunctional sports course, and then we also have a direct link to the Oceans Mall. Just take your lift, go around. You can go to Woolworths and Checkers. And by the way, the Checkers there is an absolutely great one.
So it's connected. It's interconnected. You're living in an environment that is, you never really need to leave unless you want to go to the sea, but you could enjoy that from.
Absolutely. And security is a big thing today. When you stay at Ocean's Residence, you don't have to go out. Every single store is there, 14 restaurants across the beach. You want to have a conference, meeting rooms, you've got everything. It's a whole lifestyle center.
So you've created an environment, a sort of a lifestyle environment where literally you, as you say, you don't have to leave, but if you want to leave, I presume it is. Umhlanga has changed, and a lot of people have said, well, you know, it's not what it used to be. Well, of course, nothing is what it used to be. Everything changes. It either changes for the better or the worse. Nothing stays still. Obviously, from your perspective, you've made a massive improvement in terms of the upgrade. Have you been involved at all in the facilities that everyone can enjoy, like, for example, the Umhlanga beachfront? It took a hell of a pounding a while back. There's been talk of all sorts of initiatives to try to almost uplift and remodel the beachfront. But certainly it's an aspect of life in Umhlanga that needs a bit of attention.
Well, let me talk about the Umhlanga beach. Our promenade, the pier. The pier has been voted one of the best piers in the world by a CNN survey not too long ago. Our promenade, international guests, I mean, the Radisson, 40% of our guests from all over the world, they rave about our waterfront. And what we've done as Ocean Umhlanga, we've widened all the roads. We've created three roads. We spent about 180 million widened roads. There's taxi facilities being created currently. And with the municipality, the taxis were going to have a great place, and the congestion that's that people in Umhlanga knew about is no longer there. And what makes the Oceans development unique is the location. It's the last piece of land in Umhlanga Rocks. There's no more land. And when people come up, and we know that, you know, we got the UIP in Umhlanga, like in Belito, where there's safety. People, we've got very low crime, almost nothing, and people like that. You could walk 3 a.m. in the morning in the streets of Umhlanga. You've got Chartwell Drive that's got restaurants. In total, you've got something like about 11 hotels and 52 restaurants in Lower Umhlanga. So it's a great lifestyle. People have got choice.
And obviously this development, Oceans, has added hugely to the proposition of Umhlanga and ultimately to the entire North Coast proposition by creating, as you say, a safe zone where now you've got relatively congestion-free access and egress. You've got security and safety. The beachfront has had its problems, and you know, we don't want to dwell on those problems because it's a part of life. But at the moment, I believe the main beach is open for swimming, and everyone is very happy about that because the E. coli level has been brought down to measure, to monitorable. And I don't know what the future holds with the infrastructure in Umhlanga. Possibly you know more about that, Vivian.
Yes, absolutely. Look, there's a lot of interaction between, you know, we're spending a lot of money in there. We pay 135 million in taxes and utilities in Umhlanga Rocks. So we take it upon ourselves to ensure the municipality performs. And we've been very firm on it and working together with them. We believe the beaches are now safe because every time the beaches, there's a problem with the beach, our hotel residents, all the hotels in Umhlanga suffers. And I'm glad that it has been cleared. And the good news for people wanting to come to Umhlanga and Devon, the beaches are now clear, it's safe to swim. And we do testing also. The UIP does regular testing to make sure it's verified. We verify the council's testing. And what's good about Umhlanga Rocks, this New Year's Eve, the Oceans Mall is going to have a very special party. We've got a piazza and we've got a big screen. We're trying to create like the New York's Times Square, like where they dropped the ball. We've got an amazing event coming up with lots of the international DJs, some of the best known DJs in South Africa. And at the stroke of midnight, we're going to be dropping like the New York ball. We've got the South African flag and a big countdown. And at New York, and at midnight, we got a massive fireworks display.
Wow.
And part of the streets, Lagoon Drive, is going to be partially closed so that people can revel on the street, have street parties, visit the restaurants. So Umhlanga Rocks is going to be the place to be for New Year's Eve. And it's part of the excitement that Oceans brings. And with the old excitement, one of the big things about the ocean development, and it's longer lasting. It's a very expensive place. To make it more affordable, we're now building a tower of timeshare on the ocean block. And that timeshare is going to make it affordable for people can come in there and buy a 10-year holiday. The prices ranges from 50,000 up to 450,000 rands. And that's going to be launched very soon. And we tied up with one of the national brands, one of the biggest timeshare brands in Africa. And we're very excited about that. And we're also looking at doing another hotel at the oceans, because hotels are big demand, you know, with Durban conventions happening and there's such a big shortage. So with our mixed use of residential, timeshare and hotel apartment, that whole ocean development is going to be the place to be. It's just going to be one of the most vibrant, exciting places.
Well, it's so encouraging to hear a businessman talking positively about the future, because I believe, and I'm sure many people listening to this believe the same, that we've been through a rough time in South Africa, but we are poised, I believe, to regenerate in terms of the economy, in terms of the entire lifestyle of those that have been through the pain now. I think the time that we're looking forward to is very close. And investments like this absolutely sets the level, the benchmark, if you like, of where to from here. Exciting news about the timeshare development, and you say it's going to be launched shortly. When can people, because a lot of folk on holiday right now might be wanting to get in, you know, early
bird. Well, we invite folks to, you know, there's an Oceans Umhlanga office at the Oceans Mall, which is at the ground floor right opposite Tiger's Milk, and, you know, for interest. But the big launch takes place nationally in January. We right now in this December we're focusing on selling the residential apartments. I mean, just this week alone we sold 10 apartments.
Wow.
You know, it's absolutely amazing how people are buying, and they realize it's quality, because Oceans Umhlanga is all about world class quality. You're buying into a project that won five awards, of which three are international. And which means, and with top world-class architects, you're guaranteed that the finished cranes are up. We're already up on the 10th floor. And by December next year, all the towers will be up. And we're looking for exciting times. And we believe that people, when you look at the buyer that walks in, they have confidence. They like Umhlanga locks. They like the life. A lot of people from Johannesburg, Cape Town, from other parts of Africa are buying there. And also in Durban, people are moving from retired couples. It actually goes very well, and it's suited for retired people that want to move away from the big homes. The children have gone off and married and got children, so they want to be alone, and they see this as a place, a lock up and go, safe. You take the lift, you go downstairs, you got your shopping, and you come in. So it's a project that appeals to everyone. And, you know, it won an award for the world's best curvilinear project. And when you see the project coming up, it is so iconic. And we're very excited about that project. And most importantly, at a time like this when South Africa needs jobs, I mean, during construction, we're employing 17,000 people, and there'll be 2,000 permanent jobs created. And we believe that we are very confident in the economy. I'm doing lots of other projects. We're investing up another 3 billion rands on other projects. At the end of the day, South Africa is a country that's got a lot of problems, but it's problems that can be overcome.
There you go.
And we've got to be positive. It'd be so easily could go out elsewhere, but it's easy to do business in South Africa. We have got the market. We know the people here. And if you look around Umhlanga Rocks, there's lots of other developments going on. There's cranes going up all over Umhlanga Rocks.
It's all very exciting. I think the future, as we said earlier, the future is looking really good, depending on your perspective. And your perspective ultimately becomes your perception, becomes your reality. And we're just here to change your perception if you're feeling a little bit unsure about the future. Take a visit, pay a visit to Oceans. If you if you're curious, and you can get a copy of the Lifestyle magazine, Life and Style magazine, available, of course, where good people shop and play. Go to the back page, the back cover, and there is a QR code that you can click that will take you into the world of Oceans Umhlanga, and you will see for yourself what we're talking about. It is terribly exciting. We're very, very proud to be associated. Thank you so much for popping in on a Friday morning and sharing the good news.
It's holiday time, but I just want to wish everyone a great festive season, and let us help. Let us make our bid to make South Africa a better place, and let's be positive and excitement, because I believe there's just great things ahead of us.
From your lips, my very special guest, Vivian Reddy, from Oceans Umklanga and Eric Steele. It's the morning show on 88 FM, coming to an end very shortly, but here is Elton John celebrating with us. A wonderful, crazy night. It's going to be New Year's Eve at the Oceans. Watch this space.